Blog Talk Radio.
Three band motto. The future is now.
By any means.
By all means necessary, we're going to get it.
Rockstar lifestyle.
Drip.
Ask your name.
I done been lied to.
What up?
I've been the click.
For real.
I done had all kind of people turn against.
You're
trying to break me down.
We've heard a voice on Philly Shine Radio, you know, back when we used to work with the Bull, whatever. You know, she was always calling and always positive, and And Nook also, you know what I mean? Even though you took her life, that's crazy. You also support Philly Shine Radio. It's crazy losing people's life, you know what I mean? Like, you can't really come back from that. So definitely rest in peace. I wish this tragedy didn't happen, but you can't really take back death. Just so much love to your children and your family and just everybody affected in the Maryland community. And that's the thanks. I'm just shocked. I couldn't believe it. But, you know, damn, that's fucked up, man. That's real fucked up. That's all I got to say. Sometimes, you know what I mean, especially when it comes to somebody who you love and who you're with, find a way to really mend your problems. Find a way to compromise without hating each other, wanting to hurt each other. Because that's where shit gets fucked up, where you really want to hurt somebody that you love. That's never the case. If you really love a person, you never want to see them hurt. You never want to hurt them or whatever. That's why I try to even practice what I'm preaching right now. You know what I mean? Like, if I ever loved you, I try not to go there and want to put harm, like physical harm to you or really, you know what I mean, go at a person. Like, everybody, you have to love another person. You have to love yourself. And just love, not want to go through consequences. But, you know, today we had a loss in Philly. Hot top model, Vanessa Banks. A lot of people know her, and it's crazy. You know, rest in peace. Trying to get my shit together. Got a little drink and some other things. To get me focused a little bit to do the show. But I just can't, you don't understand, certain violence is really like a shake a person, you know what I mean, as caring as I am. So, I don't wish that on nobody. Like I said, if you love somebody, you love them unconditionally. Do not hurt them. We're going to have some fun tonight. We're already planning for a great fun show. Got my peoples in the building. Shout out to Bob. Of course, we got the Truth Teller live with us, my co-host, the Truth Teller. I see COX Squad DJs, Demel in the building. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. I'm perking up. I'm going to perk up. I'm gonna get it together, but I'm in fucked up. Fucking hurt. Like, that shit crazy. I was just voting for her yesterday, and this is crazy today. Yeah, what happened? What's up? Welcome back, Demel.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying when you really love somebody like me and you. You know, man, you've been through some things and you felt like I hurt you or whatever. But, you know, man, you worked it out and, you know, man, you are more than the business, man. You are alone.
Yeah, we're friends, so yeah. You definitely, you know, people, like, for real.
And, you know, you know what I'm saying? So we had a meeting yesterday, and we talked about, like, protecting each other. You know what I mean? Like, nobody shouldn't be able to allow them to disrespect if you in my presence.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It's always a way to take yourself out of the middle of situations. You know what I mean? Like, most people, they say, oh, I don't want to be in the middle, but it's the way you take yourself out in the middle. You either say, you know what I mean, take that business to that person, or you're not going to speak about them in front of me. Like, out of the middle, there you go, right then and there. Like, you don't have to comment on certain things, or if you feel like you want to check a person, yeah, hell yeah, I'll check a person for my people. But for the most part,
rest,
yeah, like,
rest
it ain't even about
my cousin. He was only 17. You know, he was on the bar around 9th Street in Chester. And, you know, he came out and he had a lot of money. And whoever the person killed him, you know, two years later, somebody else came and killed that dude. So, you know what I mean? You never know. You know, you carry a sword, you use a sword, and the sword will be back on you. And, you know, you got people that die for our lives to be free. I was just thinking about this the other day. People burn bridges but Martin Luther King died to have these bridges connect. Why burn these bridges when somebody really died for our freedom? And they think we're free. We're not really free because we don't even vote. We don't take stuff seriously unless it happens to our family or our friends or something close to us. And then we get mad. Then we tear up everything. Come on. Think about your action.
Right.
Fight for the right thing when you fight for something.
Yeah, it's crazy. Man, you gotta, I'm a person, I try to keep it official. You know what I mean? I try to stay, like, even when I'm fucking pissed at a person, like, you know what I mean? Like, damn, like, we all have our problems, but it's just, I don't know, like, to hear about somebody who were, people who were in love with each other, like, just hurting each other, like a murder-suicide is just, like, never, never, ever good, you know what I mean? Like, I remember even losing somebody else who I was a fan of, Phil Hartman, to the same thing, you know what I mean? Like, his wife killed him, then killed herself. Like, I'll never forget that. Like, you want people to love each other, especially if you're in a relationship, you have family together, you have kids or business or whatever. Like, I don't know. That's just I'm hurt.
And I'm scared to have sex because I know sex will be too emotional, and you don't know how these people gonna take this emotion and run with it, if you have sex with them and then they see somebody, you don't know if they gonna act up, punch you, or you know what I mean.
Yeah, I feel you. That's definitely true. Like, but you know, that's where people have to be responsible. Like, please, everybody, be responsible for your feelings. You know what I mean? Especially if you're mentally unstable, whatever the case may be, you gotta be responsible for your feelings. Don't let nobody take advantage of you. Because at the end of the day, you gotta care about yourself. You never know what's happening. Y'all never seen this fucking video. This joint dumb as shit. I'm glad I never learned the song. But Trizzy, shout out to Trizzy. He always do the Deggy real good. We got to get in a good mood tonight. You know, there's a lot of great things going on. We'll definitely remember my people and everybody we lost. You know what I mean? It's just never, it's a loss. You know what I'm saying? Because that person's not here. But then you always get to remember what you lost. Like, you know what I mean? And it's, you know what I mean? Not so bad remembering shit, but that's just, I can't imagine it. Oh, it's hard. It's crazy. But we got a fun show tonight, showing off some of Philly artists. Definitely shout out to Philly Silver, JC, for organizing and actually inviting Quilly Mills of Chain to perform. They're performing Diamond Spotlight first Sunday. Super Bowl, Super Freak Edition, and the Mill Freak is going to be crazy. We definitely are going to get to know them tonight. And we're going to have fun with the topic question. And that's not all, because tonight we have a lot of special guests. Also, my people, Shano, and I need that song. I don't even know what beat it was. It was, what's that shit? Just Lazy. He went in on it. Shano's going to call, and we're going to talk to him. And first, my ladies and HBIC Camille will be showing love, representing the DMV Vixen. Shout out to everybody in DC. Everybody on the grind, huh?
I have a lady called, her name, she does Kim Cake. She's in Tennessee, and she's going to call in. She made me a Kim Cake lollipop. It's a lollipop with chocolate on it.
Sounds good.
And you know, and
I love some candy.
She sent it in the mail. I don't care how it comes, the mail, whatever. I want me a cheesecake in the mail. But I got me a Kim Cake all the way from Nashville, Tennessee.
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, that's what's up. Well, that's what's up.
I'm going to try it out since you my Valentine for the night. Oh.
Ho. I don't get me in trouble. You ain't my Valentine, nigga. You try to get me in trouble.
You know who your Valentine is. I ain't saying that.
Man, I taste the film cake. It's good.
It is.
It tastes like a cheese steak.
It tastes like a cheesecake? Mm.
Yep.
Well, we'll talk about the juicy taffy that you got, and we'll also get it popping on the radio show tonight. Like I said, I'm a bit fucked up right now. Stomach hurt, and I just want to get drunk and, you know, get fucked up, have some fun on a radio show. Check out these callers. And everybody, tonight, we're going here. Freaky Tuesday. Still got to represent. The show must go on. Tonight's topic is, what would the name of your porno be? What would you name your porno? If you make one. You don't have to want to make one, but I'm just interested. You know, they have those little things where people guess what their porn name would be or whatever. You say, I don't know, you put your street name with your first name or some shit. I don't know. I've seen it somewhere or whatever. But I want to know, what would the name of your porno be? What would you name it? What about you, Demel? Like, I got to ask you if you're even participating.
I call it Philly Sean.
What do you call it, Philly Shy? Your porno? Oh, shit.
Yep.
Just to represent. I mean, I'm being serious, damn it. But you can call your porno
Philly
Shy.
Okay. I call it the truth. AXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXX
Call the way then.
Hello? No, I'm sorry.
You said yours would be triple X.
Hello? Triple X Z Y X.
Well, shout out to everybody listening in on the show. I'm going to check out some of the callers. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Holding, truth tellers in the building. Hey, boo.
Hey.
All right, and we got a caller from the 615 area code, 750. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, well.
Uh-oh. Hung up. We had another call, I guess. I don't know. I was going to say the whole number, guys. We had a caller from the 410-905. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Camille.
Hey, baby.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good for the most part. I'm just
a little fucked up over my losing my friend today. So
I'm sorry to hear that.
Hot model, you know what I mean? Crazy, crazy man for the loss. But welcome to the show. Like I said, the show must go on. We're showing off, we got shit to talk about. Welcome back to Philly Shine Radio, Camille.
Thank you. It's been a minute. I miss you guys.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, miss you too. I don't know if you remember Camille DeMille. She was doing her Thursday nights. Getting it popping on Philly Shine Radio.
In Atlanta, 404.
No, 410. She's in Maryland. Tell everybody we representing. Come here, I'm talking to you like we on the phone. We on Philly Shine Radio.
All right, so for the listeners who don't know me or don't follow me on Twitter, I'm Camille Cannon, the ZMB Vixen. I manage adult entertainment companies down here in the DMV. Before anybody asks me anything stupid, like what the DMV means, it's not the Department of Motor Vehicles. It's D.C., Maryland, Virginia. D.C. is so tiny, we kind of just looped it all together. So I run an adult entertainment company down here in the DMV. And my company travels all up and down the East Coast, dancing, basically. Dancing, doing triple X shows. I mean, by triple X shows, and I talk about a couple girls tending to eat each other out, pretending to suck some dildos. We do real life triple X shows, gang bangs, swingers parties. This weekend we're having a blowjob contest. Sunday,
damn,
we're in Philly at Mill Creek with Honest Fire. So, I mean, we get it in. Like, you guys will see
it. I'm going to need some sound
effects.
I need
some sound
effects for this
one.
Boom, boom, boom.
The whole thing is coming up. Well, kind of thorough treatment to be there.
Just let me know. We'll definitely be there. But we're in Philly this weekend, so make sure you guys
that
catch
kind
us
of
on Sunday.
To be there.
Oh, I definitely will be there.
We're going to arrange it. We're going to arrange stuff for you, Jamel. We got you. You go get the treatment, nigga.
we got Mr. Powerful Draws there to be with.
So we got to definitely show some love to my boy Looney Tunes, actually. I want to go into some music, because, yeah, I need some music to help soothe me. Like I said, I'm a real fucked up about losing two people. Definitely, I'm going to go back to the archives of Philly Shine Radio and just show you guys. It's like the vibrantness and everybody working hard. And definitely, I follow Miss Banks on Twitter. She works so hard, but I'm trying to get myself in a good mood. So we're going to go into some stripper radio,
put on
show some love to...
Wait, Anna, can I say something?
Go ahead, of course, truth teller.
Okay, this is what I have to say about that situation. When you say you love somebody to death, don't literally mean it. Seriously.
Oh, gosh.
Seriously.
Oh, you made me cry. Try not to cry. Shit.
We're going to go into raw ass shit
by Looney Tunes. I'm going to cry, but it's all right. I got it together.
Don't
cry. We're still going to show the football. I love you, Truth Teller, to death. I love you.
Hey, y'all right. If I die right, y'all know who to look for. See, y'all, I got to laugh.
I love her. I'm making a move with this song, only for the real lovers. You wrote that shit.
Hey, man, I was over the girl house the other day. I ain't had no madams. You know what I did? Roll that shit, roll that shit. Roll that shit.
Nope. It made me feel a little better to hear that song, but
y'all cannot pull my hair.
Oh goodness, I like to get my hair pulled. Yeah, I'm horny. Maybe I feel better. Yeah, I am horny though. I need to take care of that. If I'm horny by Sunday, I might be fucking the Mill Creek bathroom. Oh shit. It's like, no.
Hey y'all.
I'm joking.
Hey y'all. Who knows?
There's a rumor going around. There's a rumor going around I fucked the Mill Creek bear from. I don't know.
I
didn't
hear that one. I
just made it up. I'm joking. Say, no,
shit.
Camille. We got my girl, Camille Cannon, in the building. Shout out to my boo, my cousin, for hooking us up. My cousin was like, yo, I know this down-ass bitch from around D.C. She doing her thing. She's definitely right up your alley, cuz. I was like, you know what? Yes, she is. Right up my alley indeed. I love her. I saw her a couple weeks ago when I was in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so jealous. Love you. Love you, cuz.
We went to dinner together.
Oh, that is so amazing. Well, that's good. Well, yeah, maybe if you come early, we can grab some food. Maybe we could. I can show you how fine our Philly men are. Yeah, you gotta come. You gotta come early.
I ain't seen that yet.
You ain't seen that,
you know, on my previous trips.
Hey, I know
any.
You was around some
ugly.
You went over to that other
Rick
show.
not even Rick Ross. Everybody looked like Freeway.
Oh no!
I need a little less beard.
We love Freeway, but we don't need no lookalikes, y'all. Don't be trying to clone my nigga.
Uh-uh.
We don't need no clones or whatever. But no, yeah, I'm gonna show you. Yeah, please, girl. As a matter of fact, I'm about to tweet you because I'm like, yo, my girl said she ain't seen no fine Philly niggas. I got the pull hat.
Not one.
Damn, that's deep. Well, if you see. I want to ask you this question before I ask you the topic question. If you see a fine-ass Philly nigga, what you going to do to him if you once you finally get to see him?
I think that depends on how much money's on him.
Oh, my Lord.
He's both been nothing. Because I got to
be able to pay. She might want to go to the casino with him. He ain't got the money for it. We can't go.
I didn't even know there was a casino up there until the last time I came up to pay my traffic tickets and shit.
Uh-huh.
That's when I realized
you got
to go? Casino. I'm sorry. No, I didn't
did you get
to go. No. I stayed in the hotel most of the couple of days I was there.
No, okay. Nothing wrong with that. But, you know, we definitely
busy.
Got the casino popping up in here. The Philly casino be popping.
So maybe that's why I need to be looking for him at. And then that way we can knock out whether or not he has any money right off the bat. I just sit at some tables.
Okay. Ain't nothing wrong with that. So, Mel, what
I
you
got
want to
some
say?
Money. God damn it.
Fuck.
Hey, honest. Yes, honey.
No, this world, everybody is dying off. No, I'm not trying to go back to your subject, but you know that.
Why are you reading the news? Read the news alone. No, I don't want to know no news. Please, I've had enough of the news.
Yeah.
Ooh, God, stress me out. Can we talk about the topic tonight?
Topic tonight.
I'm about to have a tantrum. Sorry. No, we don't do news tonight. We don't do news. I was talking about something personal. Like, we know a lot of people lose people, but I'm too sensitive, truth teller.
This is somebody that was already in the news. It was just something that I just think is a little mixed up.
Go ahead, tell the news. Damn it.
Tell the news. Oh, that cardinal that we just had that was supposed to testify in that sex scandal, he died all of a sudden.
Fuck him.
Well, that is so not right.
That candle-ass nigga, I don't give a fuck about a cardinal is that. I don't even respect them at all.
That is horrible.
You got to show my ignorance. Damn. I knew all them 100 color news. Y'all know,
you know
I was
fucking. You're so horrible.
I don't fuck with the less-than-ass priest motherfuckers. I don't like them.
Wait. At least I got her talking about something.
I
will burn her ass in robe. I will set fire to the car no longer.
Listen to her, y'all. Look, she's laughing. Because
you ain't shit. Because you ain't shit.
I ain't do nothing. Y'all cannot prove that I did anything wrong.
Hey, you good, you good, you good, you good. I love you, honey.
Yeah, I'm good, yeah, buddy, boys. I want to, download, save.
What'd you say?
No,
alright, then can you talk about the topic now?
Oh, yeah, we can talk about the topic now, yes.
Let me ask you, since she, I'm sorry, Camille, but she did interrupt us with the news brief of the molested person dying. He probably killed his dumb ass self. Fuck, kill him, his self ass motherfucker.
No, he was 88, though, but.
Fuck him. 88. See, that's that freak ass, nut ass shit. When you was freaked out too much and you can't holler at a DMV vixen to help your fucking troubles, you got to do some strange shit. You need to kill yourself first. But no, let me shut up. But no, for real, no, I ain't gonna shut up. For real, that's how I feel. Fuck that shit. You wanna molest a kid, kill yourself first, bitch. But you tell us, back to the topic of tonight. What would be the name of your porno? We already heard the Mel saying Philly Shine or some shit he was talking.
The thing, come on.
Oh, your porno gonna be called The Truth?
No, that's what he said.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. All right, what's your porno going to be called, Miss Truth Teller?
It's going to be called Tell the Naked Truth.
Tell the Naked Truth?
Uh-huh.
What does that even mean? Why don't you roll this on up? You want some cookies? You can talk to me. Shout out to my cousin Bob over here being a mute and shit. He like, can I talk to you while you doing the show? Are you in the zone? What you got? I might need to pop a pill. Yo, I'm so stressed out right now. I need a volume.
I got some 602s.
I need a fucking volume. I feel like in the movies where they be like, I'm on edge. I need a pill. I don't need no e-pill. Ew, I want to take that shit. That shit ain't right. But no, I'm a chill. We're going to get into the mood of the show. Like I said, I am feeling some type of way about such a wonderful girl passing away. Her last tweet, she said, I meant for something amazing, you know what I mean? And you definitely always did amazing work, honey, Bo. I love Twitter. Camille, Miss Boss,
yes.
We got you in the building. And shout out to everybody listening in on the line. We'll definitely check up on everybody tuning in to Philly Shine Radio. But come on, we got to ask you the topic question. And I want to ask you even further, would you ever do a porno? But first I want to know, what would you name your porno? What would the name of your porno be?
It would be Cooking with Camille. And all
Cooking
the scenes
with
would
Camille?
Be in the kitchen. Yep, all the scenes would be in the kitchen. I wear little maid outfits and shit.
Sucking
cocks in the kitchen and gangbang things in the kitchen. It will be real nasty, but in the kitchen.
Everything in the kitchen. Cooking with Camille.
Yeah.
I fucked with it. CC. I fucked with that. We're going to check up on the callers listening in. I'm going to answer the question, too. I started imagining. That's how sensitive I am. I started imagining it. Like, I don't really watch that much porn, but I'll be curious. You know, I'm curious all the time. So even when I see a picture of a dick, I'll be like, ooh, like, and I get excited. So I don't know what my porno would be called. I got to think about it. Something about being sensitive to dick or something. Like, I'm sensitive dick or something. I might play a blind woman or something in my porno.
Oh, wait, all right, I got one for you. Honestly, I got one for you. It would be called The Search for Mandingo.
I don't need no Mandingo. Shut up.
No, I say it, though. That's what they would want porno would be. It would be called The Search for Mandingo.
Oh, for yours? Oh, shit. Truth teller said you have a couple pornos. Well, shout out. We got a caller tuning in with us.
267-986. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. You're on live with Honest Fire, Truth Teller, and my special guest, Camille.
Yo, 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 what's up, Philly Shine? It's Kid Nice. I'm South Philly and all that. Okay, what's up with y'all?
Oh, Kid Nice, what's good, nigga? Definitely
yeah.
in the house.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yo,
my
rip-on
hood.
South Philly and the mother... Y'all already know, man. I'm chilling. You know, studio flow. I seen y'all slide across the news feed, so I had to call up here and mess with y'all. I know y'all talking some crazy shit. It's Tuesday, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Freaky Tuesday. I got my girl from the DMV on the line, Camille, representing the DMV Vixens. They fucking going to blow the fucking shit off the meat rack Sunday. And I might mean that literally. Y'all money right.
Literally. Yo, I'm going to tell y'all, February 5th, whatever happens at Mill Creek, fucking stays at Mill Creek.
Yeah, I don't kiss and tell. I might give out a little bit, but I don't tell shit. I'll be like, oh, I saw it, new camera. But,
yeah, tonight we're talking crazy.
We're talking about Diamond Spotlight, first Sunday music event, of course. But tonight's topic, Kid Nice, is what would the name of your porno be? What would you name your porno?
I don't know. If I made a porno, it'll probably be, shit, I don't know. You, me, him, and her.
So
I don't know, man.
You're going to be a gangbang joint. You got to have one person.
You already know. I'm saying we all going to be on there. Right, gang banging in the hood. We're going to be in there. We're going to be tearing them up with fucking George Bush masses on.
Yes.
Fucking real.
That's fucked up. George Bush masses. Yo, I ain't going to lie. That video that you did with Ooh, Daddy and or whatever, I swear to God, that joint looked like it was about to be a porno and that joint. It was all this liquor.
See, you didn't see. Yeah, so that's because you didn't see the behind the shit that we didn't see.
Everybody was a porno. That shit probably was a porno.
Shit.
I don't even want to know.
That shit got crazy. You should have came to that video shoot on the spot. We could have used all them cheeks.
No, I was scared. Rightfully so. I looked like I would have got more. Like it was a goose. That's why I was
like
the goose. You would have walked in there.
You'd have been looking like Home Country Buffet. You'd have been looking like Golden Corral in there to them niggas. Like, damn.
Oh yeah, no, I'm cool. I know my place. You know, I know where to be. I know where to not be. You know what I'm saying? As one would say. Oh yeah. We talking shit tonight. You gotta come through Sunday. Bring your lady. Shout out to Dee Dee. You know she be ignoring me when I text her. Tell her I came at her neck live on the ear. Yes. I be texting her.
She said you was trying to get her. She said, oh, Anna's after me and shit.
If I was trying to get her, she would be God. I wasn't trying to get her. I'm still not on that side yet. You know what I mean? I ain't on that. I said yet. Ooh. Oh, shit. I never said yet in my life. Maybe
Tuesday.
I might be a dyke one day. I don't know.
It's Tuesday, huh?
Hell no, I don't want no pussy. I'm just talking shit tonight on the show. I'm trying to get in a good mood. Like I said, we lost a great piece of Philadelphia entertainment today. My girl, Vanessa Banks. And it definitely reminds me of when Tasha P passed away. Also a tragedy. Two beautiful ladies, always showing love to all the Philly niggas in their videos and all types of shit. Fucking love them. That's crazy. But we're going to show some love and have some fun tonight on the show. I got some great music on deck. We're going to talk some more with Camille. I need to get an update on what you've been up to, honey. You got to show off. I see you got the website and the Twitter popping. You done left Facebook.
Nice.
They kicked me off. I didn't leave. They kicked me off. It's because me showing my ass. I'm telling you, I'll be posting pictures or whatever, and I'll just post whatever pictures I feel like. So at first they would block me, and it would be like a quick block. They would like block me until I removed the picture. As soon as I took the picture down, they would let me back on. And then they started blocking me for like a week at a time. And then they started, I'm sorry, then they started blocking me for 24 hours at a time. And then they took down my other Facebook page. And then they started blocking me for a week at a time. And then they started blocking me for 2 weeks at a time. And now they're blocking me for like 30 days at a time. So I can't get back on Facebook until like February 14th. So.
Why?
Because I've been posting pictures of my ass.
Yeah,
what's your name on Facebook? I'm on Facebook right now. Your name is what? What I'm supposed to type on us?
On Facebook is Nisha Johnson.
Nisha Johnson. You better accept my friend request too, Nisha Johnson.
What's your name? Because I have like 1,100 written friend requests.
Damn. Kid nice.
You know what? I'm going to connect y'all.
Yeah, honestly, next us. But, yeah, I just post all the pictures I take. I mean, I be looking for pictures, at least now, and I look for pictures. Or when I do photo shoots, I try to get the photographer to take some pictures of me and outfits that I know I can post on Facebook. Like, my profile picture now is acceptable. But for most of them, you can see a whole lot of skin. Like, and the way I see it is these people are my friends. They know what they're looking at when they became a friend. Like, if you didn't want to see my ass, then you wouldn't be my friend, right? So apparently some of my friends are not really my friends.
Friend?
They keep ratting me out. So I'm blocked like 2 days later. It's ridiculous.
It's gotta be some website that lets you allow you to post your ass. I know Twitter, they don't take damn pictures.
I got
pictures.
I'm whatever
I want. Yeah, shit. Twitter don't care. You know what I'm saying? Get a Tumblr.
No.
Tumblr don't give a shit.
Tumblr don't care.
Yeah.
Twitter's always my ass. Blogspot's really nice. You can see some good pictures on the Blogspot. Background on the Blogspot.
Oh, yeah.
Your website. Oh, it's the DMV Vixen Blogspot is DMV Vixen. That's DMVVIXENS.blogspot.com. We just had the Blogspot redone by a company up in Pittsburgh, Exotic Vixen Magazine. Shout out to Mike at Exotic Vixen. He did a great job on my new website. He's doing the Camille Cannon's website. I just shot my first porno scene. Their company videoed or recorded the porno scene and kind of chopped it up to get it ready to be sold. So
I got to try that.
The flick and all that, yeah.
That's
so they handle all of my marketing now.
I got to ask some questions. So how was it? Were you scared?
It's weird because the beginning of the year, like early in the year, I did this solo toy scene for Pretty Magazine XXX. Shout out to Pretty Ever Pretty Magazine. That's a company out of New York, PYT Productions. I had a great time when I filmed it, but I was kind of like, I'm not feeling it. I had to be a little too over the top. You know, too much moaning, and you know, this ain't me. I don't want to do it. I figured it would be fine though, because
you
gotta be into it. But and I really wasn't that into it, if I'm being honest. But I still had a good time. He took care of me. I had a good time with him. And then my birthday came up. My birthday was on the 18th of January. So we had this swingers party for my birthday. So I shot my first scene in the middle of my birthday party, and the scene is just crazy. Like, the dude comes in my mouth, and then the dude comes in my mouth, and I spit it in this girl's mouth. Like, the scene's crazy.
I'll tweet you
and the show.
Could you repeat
this
for my
cousin?
Because he didn't hear you. He didn't hear you.
And, I said the whole scene was just crazy. The whole scene was just crazy. Like, it's probably about a 45-minute scene in total, but they chopped it down to about a minute as a promo video for you to, you know, purchase the full scene or whatever. But the promo starts off with the guy in the scene coming in my mouth and then me kissing another girl and pushing it into her mouth while we're kissing. So,
crazy.
The scene's just crazy.
I can't
change it.
That's
how deep it is. If I change the numbers up, they go down or way down.
That's wild.
Now,
that
we have everybody's attention.
And, right, all this is taking place on Sunday at Little Creek, you said?
I'm going to take off.
You're supposed to be in Little Creek with us. Yeah.
Yes, I'm performing. I'm dancing. I'm doing my regular show. I light my ass on fire. I pull this 25-inch cane on my pussy. I slept on a dildo. I ride a dildo. Like, I do a crazy show. My show's off the chain.
South Philly will be in attendance. If they not there, they not to see that shit. We're going to talk about it afterwards,
Camille. We get the cat is out the bag a little bit. It's going to be crazy. But like I said, Camille's in the building. Shout out to the DMV Vixens. I want to talk about who's on the DMV Vixens, get to know her a little bit while we still wait for the rest of our special guests to call in tonight. But I definitely got to make an announcement. All artists, singers, actors, models, Delaware, Jersey, Chester, the whole tri-state, come check out our grand opening, open house for our new studio. It's $35 an hour. In Philly, it's called 12th Street Multimedia and Recording, formerly known as Split Sound Splash, this Saturday from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. on the corner of Ridge and Spring Garden. You know what I mean? It's going to be crazy. Anything you need, recording, photography, music production, graphic designer, we got a pool table and a lounge. It's going to be like everything, flat screen, brand new shit. Professional and serious people only, come out and check it out this Sunday. I mean, this Saturday, 12th in Spring Garden. It's going to be real ridiculous. Like, come out. If you need any more information, definitely hit me up. Hit me up on Twitter, Facebook, whatever. But the new official shit, like, everything nice, brand new, flat screen, new nice shit. Definitely shout out to EA. My partner, my love, we doing crazy big things. We still got my VIP guests in the building. So much love to you, Camille. You can't tell them everything. He's the most I don't want anybody to be shocked.
She already told us you would light her ass on fire. You got to teach me that. I like fire.
Like, I got you.
Hence the name, I'm as fire. I love fire. I will light my ass on fire every day. Like,
oh, Lord. Lord, Jesus Christ.
But we're going to check out some of the callers, get into this music. Shout out to everybody listening in. Like I said, I am trying to get in the mood, but my baby, rest in peace, Vanessa Banks. Oh, shit, we got our VIPs in the building now. 267. 254, welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's good? Is that you, JC?
Yo.
I'm chilling. JC, we got Camille already on the line. Shout out to my co-host, Truth Teller. This is Philly Spielberg. JC, what's good? Welcome to the show.
Hey, we got F-Chain in the building, too.
Yo,
what's up?
What's good, F-Chain?
Welcome to the show. What's up with you? Chillin', we over here talking shit, trying to get us in the, trying to get me in a better mood, you know what I mean? My stomach is fucked up over the loss of Vanessa Banks. Just hearing that today
was crazy. That was
crazy,
man. Rest in peace, Vanessa Banks. That was crazy. She was a crazy model and all that.
Crazy model.
Yeah, definitely. Yo, is that true?
Yeah.
Huh? I just was talking to her on Twitter today, like.
Her last tweet was, right? Her last tweet was to you. I seen it. She was talking to you and Stevie.
Yeah.
Oh,
what happened? I don't even know what happened.
Her boyfriend killed her and killed herself.
Wow.
That's some deep shit. Ain't that some deep ass shit?
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
That's how
deep this hate thing they go, man. And saying niggas be hating, man. That's all they be, man. Rest in peace, there, man. I mean, shout out to our family, man.
Yeah.
Condolences to all of them.
Yeah,
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, when you love a person, you got to want to not hurt them. Like, please. But we're showing off tonight. I don't know how long you guys was listening. We went a little crazy over Camille, CEO of TMV, Vixen, who's going to be in the building this Sunday, Super Bowl, Super Freak Edition. But you got to say hi to FJ, Slick Talk. Be true teller, your little tongue rolling ass. I hear you rolling your tongue. But say hi to Camille, FJ. I got to introduce y'all.
How you doing, Camille? What's up with you?
How are you, honey?
Chilling.
I'm crazy.
You always fucking kiss me.
Huh? You about to get X-rated on the show. Put your babies to sleep.
I ain't got no kids over here.
Hey, honest, it's your godchild. Leave it alone.
Oh, okay.
What Camille look like?
I'll tweet you guys together. She wanted to see some fine Philly niggas. Like, she said she ain't seen that. I told her I know a bunch of them.
Tweet her with me right now.
Oh, well, there you guys go. See, Camille, X, and you will receive. tonight, we're also getting to know F. Chain. Like, he's been, I've been a fan of him for a couple years. I think since MySpace and shit, man, I really remember and shit. Like, I've fucked with your shit since MySpace, fucking hot-ass rapper. We got some of your music. I got some music featuring you and Quilly Mills, Chingo the Great. We're going to go in and definitely get to know you. You got to shout out your Twitter so everybody could follow you, of course, check up on your music, and tell us your websites and YouTube and shit. We all about networking here. X-Chain? Did he go? Did we lose that
caller? Yeah, see, that's the caller.
Oh, well. Damn. I'm trying to get down to the business. We losing callers. Mm-hmm. Damn, Cookie, would you not talk to me? Shout out to my cousin in the building. This is my first time doing a radio show around him. Me too. I was supposed to be out. You are. I'm supposed to be out tonight, but I'm live in the house. Can't go outside if I'm crying and shit.
Did you ever find them tapes, Honest?
What tapes?
The lost tapes of Black Lavender.
Oh no.
Okay, we got him back on deck.
Looney Tunes. Now you already know. You better be good, nigga.
Hey, Honest, I'm about to open him back up.
Camille, yeah, how much you call? I got a plane ticket for you to come to this video shoot.
Jamel, you could do the business after the show.
Yo. Back.
Yo.
MJ, we got MJ back on the line. And
why you ain't tweet me and Camille yet?
Honestly, he's trying to figure out where your call went and shit. Like,
my bad. I'm over here doing a lot of stuff. I got two phones over here. I'm sorry. I
got my phone out. What's your Twitter name?
FChain.
You gotta. Yeah, I wanted to before your phone clicked off. I wanted to tell you to shout out your Twitter and your YouTube because we gotta network and find out who we have on the line, you know what I mean? So
shout out to Twitter and shout out to Facebook and shout out to YouTube. Like, I'm doing everything. Like, Facebook me at FChain Slick Talk. Twitter at FChain, no spaces, just at FChain. That's simple, FChain. And on YouTube, same thing, type me in FChain, no spaces. All my shit will come up. You know, I work real heavy with JC. Shout out to Philly Spielberg. Shout out to my partner, Cooley Mills. And I'm just working, man. Like, you feel me? That's all. Did Camille tweet me yet? That's all I want to know.
She's going to handle that. And I like his aggression. You know, because at the end of the day, that's what makes the Philly niggas that nigga, like, that swag. I'm
talking
about the music.
My swag. You know, my crazy, though, Honest.
Hmm?
My swag is crazy.
Yeah, it is. I respect it. I don't really have, I'm more of a natural swag type of person, but I feel like certain people just naturally have that swagger. Like, UFChain, B-Dot, I'm going to say B-Dot, Gilly the Kid. Who else was this? Just retarded. I'd be around. I'd be like, yo, man, I love this motherfucker. I can't think of it right now. I smoke too much weed, but I'm going to get it together. Right off the top.
CRS. CRS.
You. Gilly, be that. I love your swag. Swag crazy. Like, what's some real shit? I like your swag so much. Even when you try to tell me what to do and I wasn't listening, I'm like, man, fuck out of here.
Who?
We're going to have
to. She's talking about me.
No. Yeah, remember we had that big argument about battles?
Oh, yeah, because you know my swag is crazy, man. I'm cocky, but I also have manners and I'm humble, but I am cocky. I'm a Leo, like, so, you know, I go for what
I
know.
Exactly. Going for what he knows. Shout out to everybody tuning in on the show. We about making connections, showing the fuck off. And yeah, it's 2:40 Tuesday, so the topic's crazy.
Camille, 646-801-3535. That's DJ. Holler at your boy. Come to Atlanta.
We
make our own thing.
Key Camille, you sit up there talking about, I'm going to light my ass on fire. Everybody just went crazy.
Shout out to my nigga Pool the Dead, but too out of fire. He with Diamond Cuts and he just called me up on the other phone. Shout out to Pool the Dead, but we got that counted up coming up, produced by Marv Beats. Shout out to him. By the way, if y'all don't know who Marv Beats is, Marv Beats made Ray J, the single that did like 10,000 views in one day on We on the Streets TV with me and Cooley Mills. So, you know, that's all that's going to shock Marvel fans.
Yeah, I got that on deck. I got that on tonight.
You got that on the station?
Yeah, I definitely do. I got that on deck. We're going to show you some love. I'm going to take another caller because he's been listening and holding for a minute. And anybody who wants to join in on the topic, just press 1. We all about showing the fuck off. 484-840. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's good? What's good? It's your boy, NJ.
What's good, NJ? Shout out to you. Thanks for calling in. I'm chilling. We got my peoples in the building. We all showing love. I'm about to actually, I gotta show love to my homeboy, JC, in the building. Philly Spielberg, making a great name for yourself. Fucks with the logo, fucks with the video. You know what I'm saying? You got to, of course, shout out your Twitter for us. I spelled it wrong earlier.
You can follow me at Philly Spielberg. You can follow me on Facebook, DC, Philly Spielberg. Yo, shout out to Ann for We Run the Streets, man. Everybody over there, man.
Shout out Ann.
Shout out
Ann for Cosmic Cab,
man.
Cosmic Cab and my nigga DJ Damage, man. DJ Damage, one of the realest niggas that's on the radio. He came down to Batcave Studio at like 2 in the morning when he got off work and listened to 50 F Chain songs.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out
DJ Damage.
Damn,
wow.
You got 50 songs and I only got 3.
Shout out to D&T and Brand, man. I've become a clothing line in Philly, man.
Exactly.
What
man.
Is it?
Shout out to 735 Clothing. Shout out to
what's the
you said, what is
what's
it? Oh, D&T, Domination. Yeah.
Hey, honest, we got a lot of clothing lines that just sponsor us, like D&T and Brand, 735 Hardware Fashion, Handwritten, Mitchell and Ness. Like, Finesse, like, I could just go on, man. Like, just shout out
that's
to all
up.
The people that have been folding me for all the videos.
That's what's up. And you know what? A lot of people don't really understand that it is a lot of people wanting to network. You need all that, you know what I'm saying? And you also need models. Shout out to my homeboy doing Walk That Walk, Armin. It's going to be crazy. That's also happening Saturday night. Get down to 2424. I'm going to get the rest of the address popping in a second. But we're going to, like, there's a lot of people.
This shit crazy.
Huh?
Yeah, shout out to everybody that's showing me love right now. I can't forget. Shout out to Lighter Mo, my homie Chinko the Great, doing big things with me on the Matrix. Shout out to Chinko.
Matter of fact, I'm going to go in. We're going to check out some music. I see everybody calling. We got NG back on the line. I don't know what happened to you, but I want to ask my callers the topic question and other shit. What's up, F?
I want to shout out your event, which I'm performing at, Super Bowl Super Freak Showcase at Mill Creek. Come out, free buffet, come early, grab tickets, live performance, and live show by the DMV Vixens. And you can hit them on Twitter at DMV Vixens. So stop playing.
Oh,
you feel me? Just want to shout that out.
Camille, you got a flow in. That's hot.
So, nice one.
That's what it's about. Like, we all getting together to do some real good, great things. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna show the fuck off. You know what I mean? F Chain doing this thing. We got to go into this track bombing because I like it. And no, we don't do requests on the show. I play the music that I want. And now I want to hear your opinions. Vibe with me. Like, no, this shit hot, though. Y'all gonna love it. Who's the producer for this track, for Bombing?
Booming.
Booming. Oh, Booming. Oh, it's no
yeah,
beat on it.
Booming, Marv produced that.
Marv Beast.
Underscore Beast 215.
I am about to follow him on Twitter, too. But, I didn't know how to say that. That's Booming? All right. I didn't go to college, but fuck it. You going in.
I watch that work, moonwalk about that pie, and then I take it to the table and I'm banging rocks. Then them fiends come to the block and come and cop. Them coppers got a knock, so they gon' walk my block. Why? Because I got my trap booming. How you got it? I got my trap booming. What you say? I got my trap booming. Jumping out the pot into the block, I got it booming. My block is like the wire, I get my booty on. Mr. Freeze, I put that rollie on. A young boss, my shit, Michael Corleone. My bitch is super bad, get my Naomi on. Yes, F Chain, Mr. Slintar. That's my AKA, the KB ripping hands off. Orange coupe, I hit the strip and then I peel off. Big butt, bitch, my ass is real soft. I call a cushion butt, I push a button, then a roof gon' tuck. My goonies come in, they gon' shoot it up. They wear the top with the chopper, that's a shower cap. We hustle every day, can't get an hour back. We dope, coke and pills, that's a power pack. Ain't God call your number, it ain't no calling back. Them bitches say chain, I think you all of that. I bought a super dumb, some bitch keep calling back. I watch that work, moonwalk about that pie, and then I take it to the table and I'm banging rocks. Then them fiends come to the block and come and cop. Them coppers cop a knock, so they gon' walk my block. Why? Because I got my trap booming. How you got it? I got my trap booming. What you say? I got my trap booming. Jumping out the pot into the block, I got it booming.
Watch that work moon. Walk about that pop and it's Michael Jack. No, I don't beat it. I just spin it till it locks. Cop and roll. Got them boulders for your road. Got that power for your nose. Got that sour if you blow. Got it in, it's getting hot. Got it go. Pray to God, we don't die before we flip. I love low. You got shooters, I got killers. That's the difference. Oh, bro. Better tell them for they shelling. Get it on the low, now on the low. I be bang, bang, boogie in your honey. Bang, bang, you give a bread with me and her, there is no money split. No. I keep your bitch bent over with her bubble split.
Yeah.
Don't want no trouble shit.
Uh-uh.
We ain't on no
okay.
Other shit. Back to the track. Gotta put some bread in your pocket, little nigga.
Stack on sack.
Whack on whack. Has to come through. What's good?
Good.
Yeah. Black on black.
Yeah.
Bang bang, boogie woogie gang. Let's
get it.
Kitchen cook me the bitches. Look. All white, everything. My little
young
nigga shit it up.
I watch that word. Moonwalk about that pie. And then I take it to the table and I'm banging rocks. Then them fiends come to the block and come and cop. Them coppers got a knock, so they gon' walk my block. Why? Because I got my trap booming. How you got it? I got my trap booming. What you say? I got my trap booming. Jumping out the pot into the block, I got it booming.
I swear my dyslexic ass is like, I got my trap bombing. That'd be crazy. All right, that'd be real crazy. Mar Beats, I fucks with it. F Chain, Slick Talk doing this thing. I got that track booming. I fucks with it. I like how that joint flow. You like that song, Camille? I mean, we got. make sure her mic is open. Can you tell her why your mic not open? Can y'all hear me?
I can't hear Camilla. That's... Where Camilla at?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Y'all there. We can't hear Camille. I don't know. Figure out what's going on. Sometimes it be technical difficulties dealing with the internet. I don't effing know.
How many viewers and watchers right now?
So far I see 29 callers. I'm not in the chat room, so I don't know who's listening live. But we got some callers listening in. Who knows who's listening in live, but man, my computer's froze. My iPad's froze. I'm going to get it popping in a minute. In the meantime, in between time, I guess I can ask you a couple questions, F-Chain. And about even that track, like, that was Chinko that rapped last. Was he on the second verse?
Yeah, that was the second verse. That was Chinko the Great. Shout out to Audemars Chink, man. He's just doing big shit, man. He back and forth to New York, fucking with the big dogs. And, you know, he's just doing his thing. He came a long way. If y'all ever was following Chink, you know, he's from Big Star days and, you know, saying Canada and all that. So, you know, he came a long way.
Yeah, definitely. He always been somebody on the grind and talented as shit. Like, I fucks with that song. Yeah. I like how he was talking about asses and he was talking about some other shit. I like that shit. I heard it. But, no, I like the song, but I swear to God, I was calling it. I'm singing it to myself and I'm singing it bombing on it. I'm like, isn't it bomb? And then I'm looking, and it is spelled B-O-O-M, but I'm just a little dyslexic. Well, since we're trying to get everybody to call us back on the line, I'm going to see if we can play some music while I refresh the screen. We get right back into getting to know F-Chain. And also, we got a lot of VIPs in the building. Everybody doing thorough shit.
Okay, I'm back.
Off that shit.
I'm back. Okay, I'm about to put her back in.
Can you open her up? Because my shit is all fucked up.
I had to be
I ain't get no followers. I ain't get no mentions.
Hold on, you better say
all that
thing
right now.
F-Chain.
I don't. What did I put? I don't know. Now I gotta get up and go look at the phone again.
I got it. My shit Safari is being nice to my iPad, and I can see God damn it. It's like no. we about to connect Camille and F-Chain. And as a matter of fact, Camille, I didn't forget, but I really, really, really want to know who's all the DMV vixen that's gonna be coming through on Sunday, and who's the part of your squad right now?
It's gonna be. It's about 10 girls in the squad. Shout out to all the new girls that haven't been posted yet. We're actively hiring down here in the DMV. Last summer we were overly busy, and I didn't have enough girls to get everything I needed to get done. Like, we ended up late for shows, and it was just crazy. So we kind of picked up a good 20 girls so that we can easily be in Virginia and North Carolina and Florida and D.C. all at the same time without, you know, me pulling my hair out. So shout out to the new girls, but the girls that are definitely coming are I am Sunny Amore. You guys look her up on Twitter. It's at I am Sunny, S-U-N-N-Y, Amore, A-M-O-U-R. That's my girl, Sunny. She's definitely coming through. Shout out to DMV Vixen Lolly. That's at DMV Vixen _ Lolly. Or you can hit her on her personal page. I think it's Lolly _A_Rosé. That's my home girl. She's the new DMV Vixen manager. I'm starting to do a whole lot of Camille Cannon stuff. So I'm taking over less of the DMV Vixen responsibilities. So technically in a couple of months, I'm still going to be the DMV Vixen because it's my company. I got it started. But Lolly will be eventually replacing me, and then I'll be off doing, you know.
That's what it's about,
branching
off and doing your fucking shit. Yeah,
yes.
We got to talk about the evolution and you taking cum shots and spitting into people's mouths and doing all that crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
Amazing stuff.
I'm definitely evolving.
So you gotta, and if you're going to go and do it, you got to do it so you can sell some movies. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I will buy it.
I'm like, let's watch it.
Definitely.
So let's watch it. I'll do none of that. You ain't get none of that. Now I don't give a fuck. None of that. But let's watch it. But shout out to you, Camille. We could use that in the video. As a matter of fact, I got a couple songs that talk a lot of shit. And I really need to have, like, a real crazy-ass, freaked-out scene going on behind me. Like, I want to curse me out why niggas is just fucking all crazy in the background. I don't care who stole this idea, Philly Spielberg. Like, maybe we got to get together and get the treatment together. You know what I mean? DMV Vixens in the background, gang-banging, and I'm cussing out a fine nigga.
We're with it. Let me know.
Maybe a fine ass big nigga that look like Looney Tunes. I like to cuss out somebody like them. You know what I mean? I don't know if Looney Tunes back on the building. We showed you a lot of love tonight on the show. Of course, I got the hot music. I can't open up his mic, Truth Teller. Can you do it?
He's on my line, honest.
Yeah, I know he's on your line. I just opened you up, Mr. Demo. But I also have to introduce you, F Chain. We got the CEO of X Squad DJs calling
send
from out of HBL.
Send the music to X Squad DJ East. Send the music to X Squad DJ East at yahoo.com. Move around. You know what I'm saying? We got We got the Red October conference that's going on. You want to perform in Atlanta? Holler at your boy. Follow me at Esquire DJ CEO. And you don't have to follow the DMV Vixens. We do got Esquire DJ models, you know what I'm saying? And they'll talk back as long as you talk back to them. Holler at your boy. Little Tunes in the building. It's going
to You sounded like so hater right there. But I'm going to let you slide. They can follow your models.
Well, no.
I'm okay with that.
I'm flying you down here. I'm spending bread with you. And I ain't no hater.
You sure? That sounded a little haterified. It really did.
No,
I just made that word up here.
I told you I'm flying you down here, Camille.
Now, we don't throw no shade on the show. Please don't feel like that. I'm a lover.
What is it, ES? Spell your Twitter name for me so I can make sure we're following you.
FYDJCO.
I got you. I'm about to do it right now. I'll tweet everybody together because one thing, even though the radio show is not working for me, everything else is working on the iPad. Woo, woo, we love it. Shout out to everybody.
Yeah.
Showing love on Twitter. It's going to be so crazy Sunday. Fucking Ready Rock starring on my Super Bowl Super Freak Edition. It's going to be crazy. Shout out to my girl Camille in the building. Shout out to the ladies. Y'all know I rap too. You know what I mean? I'm fucking hot. And we
do get some bars?
As a matter of fact, I'm about to play this track that I did with Big Face Dunny, actually. And I don't mind rapping. We got a new song out, me, Chris Ryan, B-Dot, Miss Caddy, and, of course, Hot Chalk. I love Hot Chalk. That bitch is crazy on the show.
Shout out to Hot Chalk, man. That's my buddy.
Hot Chalk
to the whole
BBM. Yes, Hot Chalk says, shout out to all the women. If you got a pussy, I got a pussy. We winning. That's my shit right there. Angie, I'm open.
Shout out
to
Adonis having her party.
It's Billberg.
We're going to be performing there Friday.
I'm like, what?
Oh, wow. Well, we're going to get you back on. We're going to check out some music again. Don't forget, niggas, I rap. And any bitches want to come at me, I don't even I'll fucking kick ass and write a song about flower plants. Wait a minute. Yes, Truth Teller.
I was thinking about, you know, doing a tongue roll song.
You got to do that. But, yeah, I'm on some real shit. Bitches already know what it is. And I don't know if I'm going to come at these bitches. It's funny.
Money, money,
money. Money, money, money. Money, money, money. Money, money, money. Money, money, money. Money, money, money.
Yo. Pressure in them gully, motto biddies love me. My stroke game got them saying, teach me how to dunny. I be going in on them, no nigga couldn't touch me. I apply the type of pressure that they feel up in their tummy. I'm a real dog. I be dropping voodoo, you barely get some, you are still a poodle. Bottle after bottle, laughing at your noodles. When you grabbing cases, niggas wanna sue you. Grown man swag, I don't need approval. The definition of class, let a nigga school you. Shorty, we can fuck, but only if I choose to. You should bring some ice, cause I am gonna bruise you. I be having fun when I'm talking to the shorties, and I say what's on my mind, cause no one gonna do it for me. If you know a chick that fuck me, she will tell you that I'm naughty. Have them speaking old English like I'm fucking with a party. Ah! Money, money, that's all a nigga know. If you see me in your city, then I probably did a show. If it's something non-profit, I most likely didn't go. And if you see a scratch up on me, I most likely did a hoe. That shit talk, cause I talk shit. You niggas still rapping, yelling shit loud. I just talk in the track and sound crystal. You dudes bout to be out the game, 6 fouls. I was mad when I didn't have no respect. Now I can't make out, cause bitty suck on my neck. Don't try to school me when you living under the steps, cause I'm giving niggas hell and don't plan on giving them less. I done saw what you seeing, did who you doing, and she told me all about you. To be honest, I don't give a. Any chick I want, I'm gonna pull trigger. I get to talking, then it's going down. Liquor, only fuck with real niggas, only fuck with cool niggas. I don't fuck with real bitches, only if they real bitches. They got 3 hoes and they talking about real business. Look, I'm trying to clean up, you go do them little dishes.
Dunny, fuck them niggas, kick them out the kitchen. I've been paid to help, and not to mention this self-made wealth in competition. They never showing up, so they got to listen. I'm blowing money fast on you niggas. I fuck around and crash a new Jag on you niggas. He gives me letters just to get my solid talk. Look good in these jeans, but it's better when they off. My Audemars break bitches, I make them fall, then come back and rape bitches. When this Louis this and Louis that, bitches can't handle you. You see the furs on me, I'm an animal. You know I'm what it is, I'm always on top. I'm living on the lid, I'm burning mixtapes till I hit the fucking bridge. When it's time to cross over, Daddy got the 10. This is a movement, a lot of niggas trying to ride, and fuck them hating ass bitches that gotta hide. HP is the name, you feel me? These taps on my thighs make them bitches wanna kill me, and these niggas wanna come up and steal me. I leave them with blue balls, chili, cause diamonds are a girl's best friend. You could bring them, or bring some Benjamins. Come out.
Shout out to everybody showing love. Looney Tunes, I'm a Bean, T-E-L-E-E underscore A-F-E. Shout out to everybody, Shano, I see you guys, everybody supporting the show. I fucks with it, like, y'all don't even know. I needed this mood change for tonight, you know what I'm saying? Definitely worried about a lot of crazy shit, but we showing love. I got some more music from my special guest in the building, F Chain, Slick Talk. Shout out to you guys coming through Sunday. Quilly Mills, also, I got to shout out your partner, my damn self. I fucked with him heavy. Like, he's phenomenal. Crazy artist. I had a couple of shit that he featured on with a couple of different people. I like that song with him and Barrels the Beast, Live by the Trap. He died by the trap. That's my shit.
Yes.
That's my shit. Shout out to
Barrels. Hey, Honest.
Yes, Camille.
That was your song, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was my song.
Are you performing that on Sunday?
I might do that, John. I put that in, but I might mostly just do some new songs. That's some old shit. The new stuff is a mix to my
favorite.
You should
email it to me. I like it. So if you,
I got you.
If you're gonna perform it, then I want to dance on it. Or if you even don't want to perform it, just set it up and I'll dance on it.
I got some songs to take your hands to. What you got? You got something for it too?
No, I was saying she could do a world star video with Spielberg at Philly Fox Media. Shout out to Philly Fox Media, man. My nigga Fox.
Yeah, shout out to Philly Fox.
He got an official white wall room.
I'm just looking at his page now. I was just about to tell him how he's going to be on his line on Sunday.
Yes, you got to, on some real shit, Camille, if you could come as early as you could come, like, we could get a lot of shit done, like, the whole night. Like, it's on some real shit. We got the whole upstairs. The whole Mill Creek is ours, you know what I mean, on some real shit. I ain't even going to tell y'all what's going down, but we got the whole shit. We can do whatever we want to do. Like, it's endless, so let's get it popping. And on some real shit, I'm real proud of you because I know that you've been working so hard ever since I met you last year, Camille, and I'm definitely appreciating you innovating yourself, ass looking just round and beautiful. I'm saying it in a non-lesbian way. You definitely got your ass looking beautiful, and I see it, and I definitely respect it because it's a lot of people. And I want to, and I'm saying this to you, and I'm showing you so much love and salute you because you're not being shy about it. You're taking charge of what you're doing. And I want to also give advice because it's a lot of women who are, you would say, misguided into fulfilling their dreams of, you know what I mean? Like, you want to show off. You have this need to love this adult industry, you know what I'm saying? Like, what advice can you give to, say, that woman going that wrong way? Because it's a lot of people who can go that wrong way and end up not having your name in lights, you know what I'm saying? And having your name put in a dark manner or whatever, or, you know what I mean, you cast aside, you're not making no money on some real shit. Like,
first, I want to say that sex is normal, so the first thing people want to remember when you decide you're going to get into this business is that everybody's going to have something to say, but sex is normal. Everybody's doing it, whether they're doing it for money or not, whether they're doing it in front of people or not, whether they're doing it on camera or not, everybody's doing it. So the way that you choose to do it is your business. You own it. You know what I'm saying? So that's like, that's what I do the most. I don't care what everybody else says. When I started dancing or when I decided I was going to start this dancer company, my whole family knew. Starting this dancer company. When I decided I was going to start doing pornos, my whole family knows that, hey, Camille's changing avenues, still in the same business, but, like, I really own everything I do. And then for people who knew me, like, before I decided to do all this, people from high school, like, I was such a nerd in high school. Like, I sat on the front row. People see me now, or they follow me on Twitter or on Facebook, and they'd be like, what happened? Nothing happened. Nothing happened.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
we don't get
know,
into this business because you got raped.
I met you through my cousin who's like has a PhD, so I know
you're
smart. Like, my cousin is
like a
doctor.
I have a degree in
so.
Sociology. I was in the Air Force for 5 years. I did the Air Force for 5 years. I'm still a reservist. There's nothing crazy, stupid, freaked out about me. I like to have sex, and this is a great industry. It's economics 101, and I'm going to do what the fuck I please. I'm a grown-ass woman. So that's what I want people to remember. That's what I want people to remember, that you have to own it. It's all about you. And then in this business, there's so many people that tell you you can't do stuff because of whatever. No matter, you know, it's always somebody's going to tell you why you can't do something. So you have to find ways to get it done on your own. So all that time I was stripping, I never thought about doing a porno career, but when I decided I was going to do some porno, I said, hey, I got this money, so let me go ahead and put up my website. Let me go ahead and pay for some star to come in and shoot with me, because either way, I'm going to get it done. So that's all you have to remember is fuck everybody else's opinions, and you find a way to get it done. The entire country will know my name before the end of the year, because I find a way to get it done.
And then the key thing that I like what you said, you got to pay for shit to get it popping. Like, nothing's
very
free,
true.
And if you're doing
not
some free shit, you ain't getting paid for it, too. Like,
nope. say
nope.
That again, man. Nothing's free.
Nope, you got to find good people to link up with, and sometimes finding good people to link up with means spending some money. Local Philly artists, make sure y'all get on this show. That's how you get started. It may cost you a little bit to get on her show. It might cost you a little bit to perform for her, but you never know who's going to see you perform there and when you're going to be performing at a year from now. So that's how you get started. Networking with good people that you know are already in the business that you want to be in.
One thing I want to say about spending money is that also when, like, also, you should always spend money for your crab if you're trying to get far. But also, when you hot and you political, it's not about spending money. It's about washing the other hand. Like, he do this, she do that, I do that for them, they do that for me. It's about a favor for a favorite. Mm-hmm. That's how you get far in the business. But you do have to spend money, though. But I also just wanted to say that.
Yeah, shout out. You definitely got to spend money, and I appreciate that. And then, as I was saying, like, most times, it's a lot of people who go towards the darker, the back way of certain things. Like, and that's not always necessary, because you want to do stuff that you're proud of. You know what I mean? You want to do stuff that you can be able to tell your family and whatnot. And then you'd be surprised sometimes, even with doing the showcase, sometimes I get put in, like, I'm in a loop with these other promoters, and I'm really not, you know what I'm saying, because I really don't do anything. I'm not trying to grease nobody's palm to, you know what I mean, get a show popping. I'm all about fans and having a fucking good time. And at the end of the day, everybody knows, like, you can't have shit without people listening to it. So get it fucking popping. Pay your shit. That's why I pay everybody, even if I don't pay you no fucking more because you was fucking up shit. And I'm not just talking about the most recent fuck up. We've had a lot of people fucked up. Remember that DJ who built the fort?
Oh, my God.
I was one showcase.
So pissed off
the DJ was so high or something. I don't know what he was on, y'all, but shout out to DJ Big Philly. He's solidified. He's amazing. I don't have no worries out of him at all. But the DJ, not only did he break a couple speakers and microphone, he built a fort out of tables and chairs. And, like,
y'all should have seen me that day.
I was so embarrassed.
They was telling me, Truth Teller, calm down, Truth Teller. I'm like, because I'm like, really? Like, he really told me to move out the way so he can build his fort. Like, somebody was going to attack him. I went outside.
Was going to keep people out.
He blocked off the side of the stage where you couldn't get to that side of the stage. Like,
we've had some doozies, but at the end of the day, it's about continuing on and being positive and not on no bullshit. You'll see, you know what I'm saying, that I pay for sound and I pay for mics and my host is very well paid and happy and entertaining, and that's the type of shit I'm about, you know what I mean? And all we are trying to do is grow in all our fields. It's about marketing yourself, and marketing means money. God damn it. Get some money popping. Shout out to everybody listening. I see there's a lot of people, 267-404-615 listening. If you want to tune in, press 1. I'll definitely open up your mic. We're going to go into some more music. I got to show some motherfucking crazy love on Philly Shine Radio, because on some real shit, I'm excited about Sunday. And also Thursday, I'm going to get my live interview with my homeboy, Ready Rock. It's going to be crazy. And then after next week, of course, Philly Shine Radio has its new home, 12th and Spring Garden. It's going to be crazy. Shout out to EA, the flat screens, the pool table, the waiting room, all that pretty banging shit that we doing and shit.
Oh,
I got to show some love to my boy, Ready Rock. And we're going to go into a shot caller freestyle short, because I got to ask my special guest the topic question of the night. And also with shot caller freestyle, his video kind of makes you think it's a porno or whatever. He got the two girls doing twin shit, crossing their leg at the same time. I fucks with it. Shout out to Ready Rock. This is shot caller freestyle. We going to
Shorty got potential, I can be a sponsor. Met her backstage at a summer gym concert. Hair like Rihanna, she would get results. Tell by all, she want a shot call. Wanna be with a baller, shot call. I can tell by all, she want a shot call. Wanna be with a baller, shot call. I can tell by all, she want a shot call.
The moms call me Ready, all I do is rock. Cause all I do is track, the grind don't stop. I'm taking 1,000 grams, dropping in the pot, then taking much of wham and dropping on the watch. It ain't just me, I do it for my
faster than the meat. I'm always strapped, call me Pistol Pete. These kicks on my feet is Michael Jordan number 3. Money never sleep, grinding like a slow jam. Keep that white girl, I'm talking Lindsay Lohan. Even got quarters, got halves, got O's in. Don't you see I'm winning, baby, get with the program.
I got potential, I could be a sponsor. Met the backstage at the Summer Jam concert. Hair like Rihanna, shoot game was awesome. Tell by all if she want a shot call. Wanna be with a baller. Shot call, I can tell by all if she want a shot call. Wanna be with a baller. Shot call, I can tell by all if she want a shot call.
Back on the scene, crispy and clean. No boy swag, look at how I lean. I mean what I say, I say what I mean. I make that money double, that's off a triple B. Yeah, we in the club with the crew that we rival with. But it's cool, 4-5, my survival kit. I'm Mike Vick, baby, get rid of that Donovan. And if it's about money, you can count me in. I bring them dollars in, haters keep hollering. I wave high, speeding by in a Challenger. You watch a rapid ass mind, try stopping him. At Ready Rock, 2-5, you should follow him.
Potential, I could be a sponsor. Met her backstage at a Summer Jam concert. Hair like Rihanna, shoot game was awesome. Tell by all if she want a shot call. Wanna be with a baller. Shot call, I can tell by all if she want a shot call. Wanna be with a baller. Shot call, I can tell by all if she want a shot call. Shorty got potential, I could be a sponsor. Met her backstage at a Summer Jam concert. Hair like Rihanna, shoot game was awesome. Tell by all if she want a shot call. Wanna be with a baller. Shot call, I can tell by all if she want a shot call. Wanna be with a baller. Shot call, I can tell by all if she want a shot call.
Shout out to Ready Rock. Fucks with their joint, shot caller. Getting ready to show off a little bit more of my homeboy F Chain. We got Philly Spielberg in the building, along with Camille, special yo, sexy yo. Guest. What's good, F? You open?
Yeah, I'm just chilling, man. Like, you know, shout out to Ready Rock first of all. He from Uptown. Me, him, and Quilly Mills got the Ray J remix. Coming soon, you know what I'm saying? The video shot by Philly Spielberg. But, you know, we just grinding hard, man. I want y'all to go like my Facebook.com/FChainMusic page and my YouTube.com/FChainMusic page right now. Just go subscribe and, you know, go like my page right now. And I'm chilling, man. What's good?
Yeah, we good. Definitely want to show some love and actually play that Ray J track. I fucks with that drawing. Big ups to you. And I want to also, besides this Sunday, what other upcoming projects or events are you working on?
I actually got a lot of shit going on. First of all, I got Blues Brothers. Yeah, I got Chainsaw Massacre 2 coming out. I don't know who it's going to be hosted by, but I got Blues Brothers coming out with me and Cooley Mills. It's a real big project. It's hosted by DJ Damage. You know, DJ Damage was on the radio at Backkey Radio, and we never even, like, said nothing to him about it. And P-Funk had brought it up while he was on the radio, just out the blue, like, yeah, you know, F.C. and Cooley Mills are Blues Brothers, blah, 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 is you going to host it? He like, yeah, hell yeah, I'm hosting that. You know what I'm saying? And then after that, but look what he said. After that, Funk said, oh, you going to charge him up? He said, no, man, I'm doing that for free. Shout out to BJ nice. Damage, man. Like, real love, man.
Yeah,
that's real nigga
like,
shit, man. If you know when it drops, it's going to fuck the whole street up. But shout out to BJ Damage, though, man. Like, you know what I mean? And also, I got Chainsaw Massacre 2 dropping. I don't know who's going to host that. I'll probably get DJ MX shirt. Shout out to DJ MX shirt. And that's dropping. That's my solo project, a sequel to my first project, Chainsaw Massacre 1, which is hosted by Backkey, hosted by Rug. And it's just all originals. It's just crazy, man. All recorded at Backkey. If you didn't know, I've been in Backkey since Backkey was a piece of showing.
Oh, Yeah, I know. And I definitely got to say, EA definitely supports you, F-Chain. He was like, he been wanted you to come out for a diamond spotlight. He wanted you to perform on his birthday, the joint we had last year in July. I think I hit you up for that joint. We're going to have you here on Sunday. It's going to be crazy. Definitely thank you guys for tuning in. We're going to keep networking.
And another for booking, F-Chain versus anything, you can email them at fchainbeats.com, you know. Get those features in.
I got a lot of features that I'm doing right now.
What can a person expect from a feature with you, F? Like, what are they going to get?
First of all, I got a real, distinct voice. So, when you hear me, you're going to know that I'm coming on. And then when you hear that, you just know I'm about to go off. Like, I just get on my phone. I give them all bars and a witty flow, man. All I give them is all bars and witty flows, man. That's I'm from uptown. You know, we about staying fly and fucking
the wind. We wavy up there.
Isn't it? Get the most money, so you know.
I fucks with it, definitely. I fucks with it. What would y'all call? What would you name your porno? As a matter of fact, Philly Spielberg. Would you direct a porno? Would you?
Definitely. Yeah. Why not?
Hey, you know what I?
You got the camera.
You know what I call my
right?
porno? Is Camille on the line?
You call your porno?
I am. Yeah.
Is Camille on the line? Hey, Camille, you can take this. As long as when you take this, you motherfucking just say something about F-Chain or dance to one of my songs or something. But listen, you know, we don't like saying dick. We don't like saying dick up top, so we say strong. So if I had a... Listen. Because you know, when you say dick, you know, kids might be around. It just sounds real vulgar. Like, yo, she was on my dick. I pulled my dick out.
You're not supposed to watch it.
No. We're talking about this period. Just an everyday conversation. So I would name my porno. I would name my porno the Strong Master.
I already told y'all my porno. I don't know the name of it.
Yeah, you don't.
But I'm gonna play a blind woman.
Searching for the right dick.
Grabbing what's available.
I got an IM. And somebody said they would name their porno Ain't Never Enough.
Oh, see. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Shout out to everybody who did tweet their porno names. I think my homeboy said something about Nick Knacker or Dick's Dick Nabber or something crazy shit. Dick Nabber, like, what the fuck? Niggas is crazy. I appreciate everybody tuning in and showing love. Wait a minute. JC, you didn't answer the topic question. What would you name your porno?
Huh? Nah, I don't even know. I'm just a director. I'm filming. Y'all come up with names, I'm just going to film it.
He like, that's the idea guy over there. Hey, nothing wrong with it. You know what I'm saying? He pleads the fifth. He doesn't want to incriminate himself. We appreciate it. At the end of the day, I don't know. I think I would have a porno that's going to be called Whipped Cream and Fucking. That's it. Yeah. When I get my leading man, I gotta get my leading man. I would do a porno with my husband and shit. I would do it. I wouldn't mind. I'd be like, yeah, I gotta show y'all niggas how to fuck. Damn, like fuck that. I know I can fuck. So I'm fucking my husband on camera. I'm like, look, y'all, Honest Fire, a pipe.
Hey, Honest, you married?
Light my ass on
fire. Hey, Honest, you married? Honest?
No, not yet.
Who that talking about husband? That's you.
Yeah, that was me. I said, when I get my husband, I'll make a porno.
Oh, then you make a porno. Yeah. I'm never making a porno.
You never making a porno? Fuck that.
No.
Why not?
I can't say never. I can't say never say never. If the money right, then I'll turn into the schlong man.
I think porno got something to do with hip hop.
I gotta quit.
Y'all
gotta
crazy.
Because like titties and ass, that's a part of hip hop. But porno will be a part of hip hop. Like, I do that shit to my music and shit. I be fucking the shit out of my husband or my porno. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I'm sorry, Wale, to my son. Yes, me and your stepfather's order porno. Or, yes, sorry. Fucked up. I always had to go clean the season. And I'm a type of person, I gotta at least try it. You know what I mean? Even if I get divorced in 25 days, like Kim Kardashian, and I'm like, I'm going to still fucking do it. Like,
wasn't she like 76 days? That shit made no sense.
Man, fuck that shit. That shit was so fake. I actually watched that shit. Or whatever. Like I said, we had fun tonight on the show. Yes, I make a porno. Not in my immediate future. I still got money to make. It's a panties up in a bunch. Shout out to my girl,
yo.
Camille Cannon, actively making pornos. Yes,
yo,
FC.
Hey, honest.
Yes?
Is you done asking me all these?
Yeah, I was getting ready to say goodbye to you, but you're rushing me.
Well, listen, I need you to play Ray J because the video. I need you to play Ray J because it's one of the hottest songs in the world. And two, I want to shout you out. I want to shout out the DMV Vixens and Camille. I seen your AV. Your ass is crazy. Go, girl, do you. And I want to shout out the Super Bowl Soul Freak show on Sunday where, you know, Ready Rock and all those uptown fly rappers. And I also want to shout out Phyllis Gilbert, my cameraman, and just my fucking bro from another. And I want to shout out all the pretty girls that like me and think I'm fly, and I'm gone. I love y'all.
I got you. Yeah, I'm going to show some love to Uptown. We got a couple callers that press one. We're going to check out what's good on the switchboard, and I'm going to show you love, F-Chain. Thank you so much. I'm going to keep this shit in rotation and send me that remix as well. I'm going to need that remix. We're going to show some love. We got a caller, 267-290. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Bricks. I'm calling from Uptown.
Oh, what's good? Yeah, he just.
I know,
he
I'm
just
late. I know.
But
you
are
talking about my number on the joint. You can't be doing that, though, baby.
I wasn't going to do your whole number just to show
you. Oh, I was about to bang on you real fast.
Oh, damn. Wow. He's a real nigga.
He's about to bust our drums out.
Listen, there's a real nigga on the line, so don't even go there, y'all. All due respect.
Nah, I missed the interview, though.
We just finished up the interview with F-Chain. Right. We also had our girl DMV Vixen feature with us live. We had some fun.